Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us as they do every Friday, our good buddies from the Sports Bar 95.7, Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. What's going on, boys?
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so everything was looking halfway decent during the week. I mean, look, Star Lotulelei missed last week's game, the D-tackle, being on the COVID list. Tremaine Edmonds still hadn't practiced, but you could beat the Colts without them potentially. Then we find out that rookie offensive tackle Spencer Brown, and for those who don't know that name, he was the guy that was missing when the Bills were playing so terribly offensively against Miami and then lost to Jacksonville. He is not going to play on Sunday now that he's on the COVID list. Gino, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most horrified, how horrified are you by this?
8. That offensive line, like, we have selective memory here, Pat. Like, Jacksonville, like, that was just a fluke. I mean, look what happened that game. Cody Ford is not good. Not having John Feliciano, not good. The Bills just don't have any depth on the offensive line right now. It's crazy to think that a third-round rookie means such a big thing, but it actually does here.
1 to 10, you are horrified. What number, Danger?
4.
Oh, I forgot. Here comes the cool dude. Check me out, man. I'm just a 4. You know, whatever. You drink whiskey? Because let me tell you about the whiskey I drink. You were saying, I'm sorry.
That's exactly where I was going. I was going to talk less about the game and more about whiskey. No, look, I get everything that Gene is saying, and we disagree this week. I am not that worried about Indianapolis. They haven't beaten anybody good this year. And I think the Bills, even with these injuries and these shortcomings going into this game, I think are a better team than Indianapolis. Better quarterback.
Thank you.
More well-coached. I'm not as worried about this
same,
game as
same.
The G.
All right, you know what a diehard Bills fan I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to ask this as an objective football watcher. The Colts haven't beaten anyone good, Danger. Who did the Bills beat who are good?
Kansas City.
Are they?
Yeah, they almost beat the Titans.
Almost?
Almost. That was
close
a hell of a game.
Is good for horseshoes and
bro,
hand grenades.
Bro, they were right there.
Yeah, and then they didn't
they
do it.
They were sea hair from punching it in.
Are the Chiefs good, Gene?
Now they are, but when the Bills played them, they weren't.
Not when you play them. Right.
A lot of sayings. Horseshoes, hand grenades, when you play them. There you go. All right, so with all that being said, let's get into our picks. Tommy made his picks coming off a heater of a week, 4-1. Man, oh man.
Riding high.
And then we discovered earlier this morning that you could not name a single member of the Indianapolis Colts.
I named a bunch of legends.
Let's get into our first pick from Tommy Dulay this morning here in the break room on CMF. Over under 101.5 yards for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
You're asking me if the number one defense in the league is up to the challenge.
In every metric, by the way.
To the scrawny kid that was like the third guy on a sitcom.
First of all, Jonathan Taylor
I think
Thomas.
He's the middle brother.
And he was the star of that show. Yeah.
No, he was not the star. Tim Allen was the star of the show.
No, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Did they kill him off?
No, he left and went to college because he became such a big star.
All right.
And they did one season without him.
I'll take the under.
You're taking the under?
Yeah, I don't think he's getting 100 yards.
Bro,
you're telling me, man, this team is good. The defense is good.
He's the leading rusher in the NFL right
okay.
now.
And it's only because the Henry guy's out.
But again, you're missing Star and you're missing Tremaine. That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I mean, the Jets, the Colts, ugh.
It's a difference of four wins.
We'll see, buddy. We'll
all right.
See.
So just to be clear, you are under 100.5 yards rushing for Colts running back.
Stuff him.
Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, Danger, averaging 93 yards a game. As you heard from Tommy, he is leading the league in rushing, but only because Henry got hurt. They're actually tied for first. Over, under, 100.5 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan
killed
Taylor.
Killed off in the season of Home, the season finale of Home Improvement. He got killed off. The child actor. Yeah, that's
you know, like a horrible power drill accident or something.
I killed my son.
The gripping season finale of Home Improvement. Jonathan Taylor Thomas gets his.
He's dead.
So what do you think for Jonathan Taylor?
I think Taylor goes over 100. I don't know that it... I mean, look, this is good Bills defense. And they would have held Derrick Henry under 100 if not for that big rush that he had a few weeks ago. I think Taylor is really, really good. Hard to stop. Not having Star and not having Tremaine in the middle is going to be a challenge. It's going to be close, but I think he gets over 100.
All right. So that's an over there. So
sounds like the whiskey talking to me, but it's... Don't bring out a guy's problem.
Don't bring out whiskey because we're going to have to hear from someone. Did you see this distill in Minnesota? It's really good.
Nothing good comes out of Minnesota. Trust me. I heard their show.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Gino, the Bills beat the Colts in the wild card game last season. Without Star, he had opted out, but they did have Tremaine. Again, 93 yards rushing a game on average, over under 100.5 rushing for Jonathan Taylor.
So disturbing that if you play word association with Tommy, he thinks of 80s child actors. You weirdo. He's going over. Like, most guys would say Jonathan Taylor, best running back in football. You're a football expert, and you didn't know that.
Gene, you're wearing an ash gray sweater, and I can't tell where it starts. It looks like your beard just morphed into your body, and it just went down your body.
It's not tucked in.
That's improvement.
Tucked in, it should have been thrown out. Who picks these colors out for you?
By the way, that didn't make you sound badly either. Who picks out these colors? You.
Look, when you're our age, you don't wear ashy gray looking stuff.
Why not?
Because you look like a corpse. You look like you're doing a newcomer, Ed.
Do you take requests for Creek Cam? Because I would love to hear that coming up. Like, oh, Jonathan Taylor.
Gino is standing on his spot. He's not moving. So you are over 100 yards, 100.5.
Yes, okay. Over. He's going to run all over the place.
All right, so the boys from ESPN disagree with Tommy on the first one, but there's still a lot to get together on. Kimmy, let's get our second prediction this morning from Tommy here on TMF. Over, under, 3.5 catches for Bills wide receiver Gabriel Davis.
He only has to catch 4 balls.
He hasn't. He's only done that once so far this season.
Okay, but that's not a lot.
Well, it is because he's only...
Unless Stephon Diggs gets all the play over here.
But no, Stephon Diggs had his biggest game of the season last week, and...
Yeah, but that's his guy. I mean, really that's the team, is these two.
They've really been spreading the ball, actually. Right. Like, nobody's been that much of a go-to person yet this season.
All right, so he could have a shot at 4 catches.
He could... No, every week he has a shot at 4 catches.
No, but I'm saying if he's really spreading around, like your mom. Really spreading it around the field.
Okay, I'm telling you.
On the pitch.
I'm telling you. He's only done it once this season. He's had 3 games with no catches at all. Last week, he didn't get 4 catches, but he went over 100 yards.
But it sounds like he's due.
Over, under, 3.5 catches for Gabe Davis on Sunday.
Like 4 catches from the kid? Come on.
You're taking the over.
I'm looking for 1 extra lousy catch. Give me a break.
Okay. Gino, 1 game with 4 catches. That's the maximum he's had all season long. He's had 3 games with no catches at all, but he went over 100 on 3 last week. Over, under, 3.5 catches for the Angel Gabriel Davis.
He should be in the lineup as your number 2 receiver for his blocking, his ability. He's healthy now. I want to see more Gabe Davis, so I'm going to go over on that.
All right, so you...
Ooh, Mr. Euro Slacks agrees with me. I got a crease in my britches.
Hair, clothes, do you have
you
any other
it all
material?
Or
you just that, those are your go-tos there,
don't
right?
fight it, man. Just let it happen. I'm telling you, don't do it. Try to help me, Gene. So, Gene, you believe that Gabe Davis was hurt, and that's why he's been having such an inconsistent season?
Yeah, and I think that now he's getting healthier, and then coupled with, not to foreshadow what we're talking about, but Cole Beasley had all of 9 snaps last week, so he's not right. He's going to get more targets. If you were paying attention, you might know that, but so I'm going to go with...
Oh, boy.
Getting Gene fired up today, man.
Gene's talking down to our gracious host. This does not
end
well.
And he wonders why he's at the kiddie table.
Let me move my chair slightly over to Danger. Danger, over, under, 3.5 catches for the Angel Gabriel Davis on Sunday.
I like the over as well. I mean, the last time we saw Gabe Davis against the Colts, he had a big... I mean, he had some big catches in that playoff game. Cole Beasley isn't right. 9 snaps last week on the injury report again this week. He probably gives it a go, but I don't know how involved he'll be. And I think that the Bills probably see something that they can exploit with Gabe Davis the way they used him in the playoffs, and I expect a big game out of Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis playoff game against the Colts when we first discovered toe drag swag.
He's so good.
Toe drag swag.
So good.
Mike Danger, Jim Pataglia from the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN hanging out with us, recapping Tommy's picks from this morning. So far, Tommy is on an island by himself.
Yes.
Desperately flinging at all of the things on Gene's body.
I like it.
and thinking about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Let's get to our third prediction from Tommy Tells Like It Is this morning here on CMF. Over under 301.5 yards passing for Josh Allen.
You can't just give me 300. You got to be
Well, no, because he can throw for 300 and it's a push. This avoids a push.
So he's got to break 300.
He's got to have 301 yards.
He's got to break 300.
Yes. Yes.
You said the kid's on fire.
No, I said he threw for 300 last week.
That's on fire.
He's missing his starting tackle.
You don't think they figured this out? They got a kid in there now. Coach Hardass has got this.
Oh, my God.
Relax, will you?
No, I'm not going to relax. They lost to the freaking Jaguars without this kid.
You got to let these things go, man. You got to be like me, man. Freewheeling. That's how you gamble, baby.
Just to be clear, you are over 301.5 passing yards for Josh Allen Sunday. Okay.
11th ranked defense. Who cares?
It's top half of the league, man. It's almost top
10. Top half of the league. If you look at the bottom.
That's how you look at halves, you idiot. You have to look at the danger.
Just relax, man. Have some of this Minnesota distilled whiskey. Yeah. Enjoy the game on
Tastes
Sunday.
Tastes like cow hooves.
Danger. Josh Allen started the season last year with back-to-back-to-back 300-yard games. He did it since then, twice back-to-back games. Denver and New England last year, this season, Kansas City and Tennessee. Do we have another back-to-back 300-yard week from Josh Allen on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh!
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. And I think that Josh Allen, and look, the Bills defense or the Bills offense, their identity, it all runs through Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the reason why they won that playoff game. They won that game because of his arm, because of the plays he made. I like Josh Allen a lot in this game. Over 300 yards seems easy to me.
Gino, to Danger's point, he had 324, two touchdowns, no picks against the Colts in the playoffs last year. That would be Josh Allen, but he didn't have the offensive line problems that they're dealing with now. Over under 301.5 passing yards for Josh Allen Sunday.
Josh Allen was spectacular in that game. That's the reason why they won that playoff game, and they only won by 3 points, and the Colts had a chance to win at the end of that game. Josh Allen's going to be running for his life this week, unfortunately, so I don't think it's his fault. I'm taking the under.
Ooh,
you going to go up against your boss?
Danger? I'm going against you.
Bro, you're the Tommy of that show. I feel for you, and only I know what that feels like.
Oh, no.
You're the joke of that joke like
wait,
me,
wait, wait
man.
A second. Don't,
they laugh at you behind your back. You walk out at 11 o'clock in the morning like you're big shot. Oh, look at
don't,
me. I spent
don't,
for the week.
Don't try to bond
I used
with
to
me.
Sell things. You're the Tommy of your show, man. Somebody's got to tell you. It should come from Tommy.
Don't try to bond with me. Don't try to bond with me.
This is weird.
It was meant to be.
It always is.
It was meant to be weird. You're just figuring this out.
I have a problem. Because you said walk out at 11 o'clock. Even when you worked till 11, you didn't. You left before 11, you idiot.
I actually did.
What have you ever left?
I used to actually hear myself in delay going on.
You're the only one. Yes. All right. So far, Gino has not agreed with a single thing you've said.
Of course not, because he's got to be that guy, man.
Guy who's more right than you are? I mean, look, we look at the statistics.
Well, he's an expert. He should be. If he's worth his weight in AM Tommy.
Let's get to our fourth prediction. Tommy Tells It Like It Is this morning here on CMF.
We should have feathers.
Do the Bills win? And do they do it by 8 points? By 8.
Yes. Should be a dominant game.
Are you calling blue?
Huh?
You calling blue?
Blue?
Two touchdown win?
What's it going to be?
11th ranked defense, no starting tackle? Blue?
What would we say? Two
touchdown
or
win.
10 points or two
touchdowns?
No, it's touchdowns.
Two touchdowns is blue.
I guess 11th rank. Yeah, give me a blue. Blue.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So just to recap all of Tommy's picks here. All right. Gino. The Bills finally have what's like a normal spread this week, right? It's been double digits the last 3 weeks. 7 points at home, which is a little bit surprising. You're getting the three for being the home team. They think the Bills are only 4 points better than the Colts right now. Oh, do the Bills win and do they do it by 8 points?
Listen, the Bills have had troubles against Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Jacksonville, defensive line. They're all physical teams. This is a physical team. The Bills don't cover. They don't win.
Whoa!
27-20, Indy. Sorry.
Are you wearing a girl's watch?
The Fitbit.
What is it?
Fitbit.
It ain't working.
Oh, no.
Did you put a battery in it?
Okay. I can't let that one go. Because you don't put batteries in Fitbit.
Kimmy runs from across the room to get out a microphone.
Thank you, Kimmy.
She took off from the free throw line on that one. That was wonderful.
What does it run on? Gene's energy?
Put that on a poster.
All right, Gino, you got the Bills dropping this game on Sunday.
Right.
Danger, you've been disagreeing with Gino all week on the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN. Do the Bills win, and do they do it by 8?
Oh, Jacksonville, we're so worried about what happened. Jacksonville, it was 2 weeks ago. It's a lifetime ago in the NFL. Sean McDermott's going to get these guys up. It's an important game. They need it more than Indianapolis needs it. They haven't beaten anybody good. Josh Allen's going to be fine. He's going to have a good game. The Bills win. They don't cover 27-21.
Ooh.
I'll take that over. I'll take it. At least he's positive. That's what we need in this room. Yeah.
It's a Fitbit. All right.
Very dainty.
We're almost, well, that's what Fitbits look like. They don't make like big ass Fitbits.
They don't make man ass Fitbit.
Well, no, but a big ass Fitbit would decrease.
A man's Fitbit should look like a WWE belt on your arm.
No, but
man.
Then you can't do fit stuff. I can't work out.
Oh, I
out
forgot. You're a big workout guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can see your breast through your sweatshirt.
Okay, world's largest Twinkie.
Well, wasn't that Jonathan Taylor Thomas for you earlier? Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick here on a Tommy Tells It Like It Is recap of Gina Danger on CMF.
Yeah, but that's cool, whatever.
Not so fast, buddy. Yeah. I think somebody's going to have a big game that you didn't mention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking?
He might be the player of the game.
Oh.
He might be the Bills player of the week.
Whoa. That would also be the player of the game, stupid. They play one game a week.
Okay. So he'll get both of those. Cole Beasley.
Really?
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I think he's going to have a breakout game.
Okay, so give me what, over 50, over 100? Does he have a touchdown?
Oh, well, he gets a touchdown. I give him 60 yards.
60 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy, you can say what you were going to say.
He has been hurt this week.
Yeah, just so but he's
know.
Not out.
He got a rib injury,
I believe.
That
kid looked like beat up since birth.
I know he wasn't.
He got his ass kicked at the trailer park he grew up in South Houston, man. That kid's tough.
I know he didn't practice. There I don't know if he was there yesterday.
In a defense lineman or a meth lab that could keep that kid down.
Okay, by the way, a 60-yard and a touchdown isn't even that big a game. That would make you play
the game.
It's
a hell of a game if
no,
it's a game winner.
But it's a blowout.
Look at him. He just made a mistake.
No, but if it's a game, if it's a game winner.
No. You said when it's a game winner.
But that's not my.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you said.
That was off the record.
Oh, what are you scared? What are you
my official comment is Cole Beasley will be the dominant player on that field. Like, that'll be him and Josh are going to connect. It's going to be amazing.
Mike Danger. Cole Beasley, as Gene mentioned, had 9 snaps last week. Even in the game before that, he had, what, 9 catches for like 8 catches for 33-something yards. It was insanely low. Is Cole Beasley the dominant player of the game on Sunday?
No, that would be Josh Allen. And I think Cole get, you know, I would hope more than 9 snaps, depending on how he's feeling.
Ooh.
That doesn't what
could
is
be
that?
A part of the whole dynamic.
No, you said outstanding player.
I said dynamic.
No, you said he's going to be.
Same thing.
Not, that's the opposite of those.
Conjunction.
Was Jonathan Taylor Thomas on that?
Yes, he was.
In
he was
his mind. So you are?
I'm saying, yeah. Look, Steph Diggs, Josh Allen, Dawson Knox, all have bigger games than Cole Beasley.
All right. Gina, you kind of tipped your hand earlier. Is Cole Beasley the outstanding player of the game on Sunday?
AM Tommy here says no. The outstanding player is going to be Jonathan Taylor.
You wouldn't call yourself Publis Gene, but you called yourself AM Tommy. The second one is far more disturbing than the first one.
Yeah. Actually, that's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like what?
All right, so you have no Jonathan Taylor, the MVP of the game on Sunday for the Colts.
Correct.
Okay, there it is. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. You can listen to him every weekday, 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN. Gino, what do you got going on today?
We will talk about the lines. Trista Crick from BetMGM will be joining us here, and we'll talk, of course, about the Bills game. We'll talk some Bills Colts in the Sports Bar 3 to 6 on 95.7 FM.
Oh, you got a raise?
How do you think you can afford that Fitbit and all the batteries that go into it, you idiot?
You ever hear somebody say, oh, look at that. That's a grown man's Fitbit right there.
It's a man's Fitbit.
It's a grown man's Fitbit.
It looks like a retainer on your arm.
Gino, Danger, great to see you guys.
Have a great week.
Thanks for having us.
Always
God
a pleasure.
Bless.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.